We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's up, y'all? It's Drewski, and I've teamed up with Mountain Dew to produce a hilarious new basketball podcast called The Dew Zone with Drewski. Learn the backstories of your favorite ballers and celebrities like Jamal Murray.
Did you have like a favorite team? Was it the Raptors at the time or no? Was the Raptors even started around that time?
Come on, bro.
I ain't that old, fam. You're talking like I'm 50.
Taylor Rooks, Asia Wilson, and many more. You won't want to miss this. Listen to The Dew Zone with Drewski on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Previously on Hangover Time.
I was a Miami Herald intern, and I sat next to Greg Cody at a Marlins game, one of my all-time favorite people. That's the real Cody, all right? I only recognize the OG, Greg Cody, all right? What's Cody's kid's name?
Chris.
Yeah, you're Chris.
What's Cody's kid's name?
He ain't never coming back on here.
You better come back here to address Rohan.
What's up, Rohan? You think you can talk smack about Chris Cody and get away with it? Well, you can't. This Thursday night, you, me, Hangover Time.
Hangover Time.
It's going to go down. Things are going to be discussed and argued and respect will be earned, not get. Thursday night, me and you, real excited about this. I have a lot of genuine anger about this. It's not fake.
The wait is over. The battle of the century starts right now.
Tell your dad I said what up.
He win. Here we go. Thank you, everybody, for showing up and tuning in to Hangover Time, the Miami Heat Beat post-game show. If you haven't noticed, the merch is out there and available. I'm rocking my Hangover Time shirt. The Heat win tonight, a good win. You know, you're without Bam Adebayo. Dragic was obviously a little bit hurt. He really didn't give you that much. But once again, as it feels like as always, in the fourth quarter, Jimmy Butler just came through with the help of Tyler Hero. Kelly Olynyk had a good night. All around, you know, the guys, the team just guys showed up when they needed to show up. And you know what? They did what they had to do. They beat a team in Orlando that did have their best player, but were missing a couple tertiary guys, and they took care of business tonight. To me, that's a good win, especially without one of your two best players. But beyond that, beyond the fact that the Heat won tonight, we have something for you tonight, the showdown of the century. You guys saw it in the intro. We have Rohan Nadkarni back. And we also have Chris Cody back. And we showed you guys what happened the last time Rohan was on this show. He threw significant shade at Chris Cody. Chris Cody was in the chat, highly upset. I mean, he was texting me a barrage of profanities. And he was just, I mean, he could not believe that someone would disrespect the Chris Cody name that way. So we brought both of these guys on tonight. Brass, go ahead, bring me out. We brought both of these guys back to go head-to-head. Oh, I mean, look at the name under Cody, Greg Cody. So, I mean, listen, guys, it's going to get heated on Hangover Time tonight. usually we just have a good time on this show. I don't know. Tonight there might be some arguing. Some things might be thrown. We're not going to go as far as Myers-Leonard with the some of the language, but we're going to have a good time. But go ahead. Before we get going, let's Brass, let's find out what everybody's drinking. Rohan was like, what? As soon as I mentioned.
Look at these graphics every time you guys are pulling something out.
Listen, man, Brass is the MVP of the show.
We need to hire Brass, man. We might, you know, I got to see if we got room in the budget.
Listen, let's you're not taking away.
What? No, he work here.
Yeah, he work here. You know, don't be offering
motherfuckers. I can do 2 jobs.
He's all we got.
You leave me in charge of graphics. It's going to be some stick figures like when Manso was on. First of all, Cody, and I'm not going to call you Greg Cody's son because I have respect for you and the path you've carved out in the South Florida sports radio, sports media landscape. I will call you Chris Cody, sir. What are you drinking tonight?
Tequila. This is the saddest feud in sports media history, by the way. Like, we can all agree on that, right?
I mean, there was Barry versus Ira.
Oh,
that's fair. Yeah, we're in the conversation, though.
Yeah, you guys are. I mean, Mount Rushmore of saddest feuds. shout out Mark Hockman. I'm drinking the normal Sprite and vodka tonight. I actually went to Kettle One. I raised the stakes a little bit. Trying something different. You know, that Tito's was starting to taste like copper. Tiffany, what you drinking tonight? I hope it's not Tito's because now I feel bad.
Nope, it's Kettle One Botanicals.
There we go. All right. We on the same page.
Something different. Yep.
Okay. Brass, I know you always got some fancy drinks, some fancy cocktail you cooked up in the Brass Jazz Bar. What's happening? What do you got for me tonight?
No, not tonight. I'm just...
Wait. We have distinguished guests. It's the show, the kickoff of the second half of the season. Showdown of the century, and you came half-assed?
I told you not to do this. Listen, just because I make a lot of fancy drinks and shit doesn't mean I can't drink some good stuff like on the rocks, man. I got some Johnny Drum private stock shit. That's on the rocks. It's delicious, man.
Okay.
And because we're banging that fucking drum because we beat the Magic, which has only happened a few times in my fucking lifetime because we always lose to those guys. So
that's true. We're like 3-45 in your lifetime, which is true. Moose, what are you drinking? That monkey knuckle?
You know I got the monkey shoulder. Come on. Yeah. Working on the brand, trying to get a deal here. Come on, monkey shoulder is delicious. Yeah.
If they sponsor us, I'll say their name right.
There you go. So I got a little bit of that. So, but I got to do this one right here. One time for some conflict. Get trapped.
Rohan. So I see you. You didn't pull out a drink. What are you having tonight?
Not to immediately get everyone against me and on Chris's side this early in the show, but I ate dinner very quickly before this podcast started. Hold on, I have a clean plate next to me right here. I didn't really have time to figure myself a drink, you know. So I'm kind of behind the eight ball a little bit. I'm gonna be honest.
Wow, Cody won. Wow. Rohan Cody won. Zero.
Yeah, it's a valid excuse to not have a drink, you know, just eating food.
Cody 2, Rohan 0.
I'm working tonight, all right?
That's fair.
We're all working.
We're working.
I'm on the job as we speak.
but anyway, so we did – this was a good win for the Heat, I think. And we're going to get to it. We have a game for Rohan and Cody a little bit later on. Basically, this is all about the love of Greg Cody and who deserves Greg Cody's love more, Chris or Rohan. So we have a little game set up for who knows Greg Cody best. But we'll get to that a little bit later.
can we just address the beef? The quote unquote beef. Like, can we?
Oh, you wanted to just come right out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I thought that's how we were here.
Right out the gate. Bang, bang.
Throw down the gloves.
Let's cut this tension with a knife.
Let me just say, upon rewatching the clip, I cannot believe that I doubled down because what the context of the promo does not include is me saying I'm sorry like 18 times and also texting Chris I'm sorry. Not to throw water on the beef so early in the, but you know, I can't believe I doubled down. I don't know what I was thinking.
I mean, well, that's the show, everybody.
Yeah.
We'll see you tomorrow night for the next Hangover Time. Chris, do you want to discuss how you felt that night? I mean, when the shade was just getting, you were probably getting texts from all 50, 60 of our listeners just telling you, you know, hitting you up, man, Rohan's out here talking that good cash. Like, how did you feel that night?
The only thing I did think, I was like, you know, I feel like Rohan has been on our show before, and I don't think it was Greg Cody that suggested that he come on the show.
Oh, wow.
And so that part of it, I was like, wow, you think you know a guy. But, you know, it's fine. I am Greg Cody's son. Like, that's hard to deny.
Go ahead.
Can I, for once and for all, clarify my position that night, that evening?
Yes, you may.
What came off as a Chris Cody diss was more so me just trying to pay respect to a South Florida legend in Greg Cody. That was it. It's like, you know, it's like how there's two Ronaldos, right? Both great, both beloved. But some people of a certain generation consider Brazilian Ronaldo to be their Ronaldo, and some people of a different generation consider Portugal Ronaldo to be their Ronaldo.
Rohan, you're in your mid 30s, bro.
That was like some people like Papa John's, some people like Pizza Hut.
But I thought that was actually a lovely analogy, a lovely metaphor for the situation.
No, it doesn't work because like, you're the same age as Chris.
I'm a journalism nerd.
If you were like Dave Hyde, I get it.
How long ago? Because for people who don't know, he does go way back with my dad. So much so that there was a time when you and my dad would meet at a cigar bar in Plantation. When was that? Around what year?
So that had to be 2013, I think. I was a Miami Herald intern, which is 8 years ago now.
Right.
And that was when I met your dad.
That's funny because that was like right when I was like just getting my foot in the door with the Levitard show. So that was like that was a time in my life when I was like, what the hell am I doing with my life? And I'm like, wait, my dad is hanging out with some dude my age at a cigar bar. And like, I'm like, I need to do something with my life. And you know what? I did. So thank you, Rohan.
Well, you
that was your replacement.
I know. Honestly, I was like, he's like, yeah, he's some like college kid. I'm like, wait, I'm like college age. I'm like, why aren't you hanging out with me at a cigar bar?
Okay. Oh wow, this jealousy runs deep.
That's why when you came over, like, oh,
spoon. So first of all, in my defense, I don't think Chris was like certainly not a mainstay on the show. Like the show hadn't really blown up then yet. Like it was still like getting its name
because I hadn't emerged yet. Once
that's
I
right,
emerged,
exactly.
Because it didn't have the Chris Cody that's secret right. sauce.
Like the and, timeline of me and the show exploding. I mean, you think that's coincidence? I mean,
I'll tell a story about your dad though. Because so like everyone at the Miami Herald smokes cigars. The old sports editor, I used to go into the office just to talk to George Rojas, and he was like, he taught me how to order Cuban cigars illegally from the internet, and he showed me how they arrived in like a white envelope, like it was like shipping packaging, but it was Cuban cigars. So your dad was like, yo, what the hell, man? Cody 6, Rohan -3. Your dad was like, do you smoke cigars? And I was like, yeah, of course. That's what everyone
I feel like
does.
You were just like, no, but if Greg Cody does, I'll meet you at a cigar bar.
Literally, yes. I'd never smoked one in my life. So we met at that cigar bar and I did it. And I had to sit in my car for like 20 minutes before I could drive home. I was like, wheel, what the fuck just happened to me?
That is so pretty crazy. It is pretty ridiculous that the city I grew up in is called Plantation. Like, we should probably change that name, right?
Yes,
I think it's time. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's probably start time. A petition.
I feel weird every time I say it. It's like, yeah, I used to live in Plantation. It's like, what's happening?
We're just going to skeet on over that.
I know. Sorry, someone order pizza.
Man, good to get him 20 months to get it right.
I think I need a timeout.
Oh, my God. I really wanted to talk about this game.
We're not gonna make it.
It's just the magic.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna try to get in a round of game questions. And I'm gonna start with Tiff. Mo Harkless got some minutes tonight. I was a little nervous. You got nervous when he hit that three, because if Mo Harkless gets 10 points, Tiffany has to wear a Mo Harkless jersey on air.
I do think of Tiff every single time I see Mo Harkless now.
We want to get her that gold special edition one, that limited edition. On that mustard yellow. She deserves it.
It is incredible to me that, like, Mo, as soon as Mo hits the floor, he hits one shot. And I'm not, like, paying attention to the game. I'm, like, looking at Twitter, and everyone's like, oh, Mo, score watch for Tiff. And I'm like, oh, fuck, how many points do you have? Oh, three.
Three. Yeah, he hit that one three.
Okay. And he's in high. He's freaking out.
Yeah. I was a little nervous.
What did you think overall? He had a block. He had some good defensive plays.
He did have a good 7 minute stretch. I'm not gonna lie. He did have a good 7 minute stretch where he was active. He was moving his feet, not looking like Sideshow Bob, as you call him. Like, he was active
because he just takes that crazy step. It's just like that right. First, and he's doing nothing with it. It's like he's acting like he's playing defense. But I thought he was all right.
Between him and Chris Silva?
Some mornings you wake up feeling ready to pull the covers over your head and go back to sleep. No judgment, of course, but let's make having the most comfortable sheets the reason why. Don't love your sheets? Brooklinen has you covered. Brooklinen was started by Rich and Vicky, who also tried to find beautiful home essentials that didn't cost an arm and a leg. And when they couldn't, they founded Brooklinen as the first direct-to-customer bedding company. They work directly with manufacturers to make luxury available directly to you without the luxury-level markups. Brooklinen has a variety of sheets, colors, patterns, and materials to fit your needs and tastes. Brooklinen has over 50,000 five-star reviews and counting, and they're confident that you will love their product, so they even offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. And Brooklinen is so much more than sheets. They're comforters, pillows, towels, even loungewear, and more. Go to brooklinen.com and use promo code HEATBEAT to get 25% off when you spend $100 or more plus free shipping. That's brooklinen.com and enter promo code HEATBEAT to get $25 off when you spend $100 or more, plus free shipping. Brooklinen.com and use promo code HEATBEAT at checkout.
We didn't lose.
I mean, that's all the analysis you need. Between Mo Harkless and Chris Silva playing extended minutes, we didn't lose. Moose, Tyler in the fourth, I think Tyler overall had a really good game. I mean, I think he complimented Jimmy a lot when Jimmy was just out here, you know, doing whatever he had to do. Tyler was in those minutes between and even alongside Jimmy was getting those buckets. Like, and that we've all just wanted Tyler to do in his bench role. I feel like he kind of fulfilled that, seamlessly tonight. A very efficient, just came out there at all three levels, just did what he kind of had to do.
Yeah, you saw him doing exactly what you want him to do, which is just dominate his minutes and be aggressive, and to carry the load when Jimmy needs, you know, those breathers, especially going at the end of the quarters. And at the end of the fourth quarter there, I mean, yeah, Jimmy closed out this game, but Tyler Hero had some nice moments there, and especially in that third quarter, second quarter, just those closing ends there, he kept the momentum going, and he got some really, really clutch baskets.
Rohan, I mean, talk a little bit about Jimmy Butler, the non-all-star. Where'd Rohan go?
To get a drink.
I asked him a question.
He was going to get a drink. I thought that was intentional. He has
like drip drop.
Oh, my God.
Maybe another plate of food. Maybe he's getting another plate of food.
You're killing Rohan now.
That's seven.
Fucking roast tonight for Rohan.
Yep,
Cody, did you? Man. I mean, what?
Brought it on himself.
Jimmy Butler is not an all-star, apparently.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. Can I just be honest with you? I watched these jerseys were really ugly. That's my first note.
Yeah.
And like this whole thing with them trying to do only 6,000 of them. Like everybody's just trying to do, like, it's just their version of Bitcoin because there's only a certain amount of Bitcoin. Everybody's just trying to get in this Bitcoin game. That's what they're doing with these jerseys. That's my take there. But I think we should stop this Heat talk for a second so I can say congratulations to Alf on getting engaged.
Yes.
I feel like that needs to be said. It hasn't been said yet on air here.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations. And how many times do we need to hang out in the next 6 months for me to get that invite?
Due to COVID, if
we can do Zoom chats. All right, we'll do Zoom chats. We can do Zoom chats.
COVID permitting, we'll come up with a schedule. I want to see your vaccine card first.
Right.
At least like once a month. You know what I mean? You know, we go down to Duffy's in North Miami, knock back a few two for ones, and we'll see what happens.
Keeping up with the private chat? I can't drop in a note. Why does it exist?
I saw it. I was going to politely remove you. All of a sudden, Alf started this whole buildup. I'm like, let's go.
Listen, I got a lot of, there's a lot of moving parts. You can't just leave it. Most people get a drink before the show starts. It's called professionalism, Rohan, goddammit.
It was kind of like earlier in the game when Precious jumped up and just threw it out of bounds. That was kind of Alf there. He jumped up in the air and threw it to Rohan, and Rohan had left to go get a drink.
Yeah, my teammate wasn't there. He just bounced on me.
Do you think Precious just forgot that they were wearing yellow for a second, and he jumped up in the air, and he's just like, oh, I don't have any teammates around, and he just like threw it somewhere.
Like, legit, how many times did you guys like look at the game and like start a root for the Magic for a second?
This Pacers Magic game is crazy.
My mom was like, how many colors do the Heat wear? And I was like, too many. Thank God they're only making 6,000 of those. So
they're gonna have 5,000 left when it's all over, but go ahead.
I feel bad because I know a little bit about like the Heat's marketing, and I know their marketing director a little bit, and like I think the Heat, like, I was just assumed like Nike is making these jerseys and like the team markets it, but like the Heat had a lot of input on these, and I'm like, this is a no go. This is a miss. I think that their jerseys have been bad this year.
Wow. The whole idea that it's championship gold, like, who are you fooling? I know mustard yellow when I see it, motherfucker.
I know what it looks like.
And they came out defiant, saying, no, it's gold, not mustard. You back exactly. that shit up, Miami. We're like, no, we know what it is.
That's straight up yellow. And yeah. I would say, like, my take on the jersey is it's a fine-looking jersey if it's another team. It just doesn't fit this team. It's not like some jerseys are just fucking ugly. Like, I don't know, a Vice Versa jersey. But, like, these things, it's just not us, man. Yeah. It's just not us. It looks better. I mean, obviously, yellow is one of the accent colors for the Heat. It's been, you know, forever.
It's
so
one
like
stripe on the right. jersey. Yeah.
It doesn't work. And especially coming off of the whole Vice aesthetic, to go from that to this is super jarring, and I'm not with it.
Yeah. It's apparently Gianni is in the chat saying that it's a really nice jersey.
Don't even.
Like, I mean, how can you get so many things wrong all the time, bro? Like, listen, and I'm not Jersey Police. Like, I honestly hate Jersey Police. Like, oh, why did, you know, and I get mad at Adam Smoot all the time. Like, well, why didn't they put seashells in it? I'm like, fuck a seashell. Who cares? Like, it looks fine. Like,
I don't hate the Vice Versa ones.
I don't hate them either.
What?
I know.
They look like melted cotton candy.
At least they fit a theme.
Right.
Like mustard yellow don't fit shit. Like they look like they're sponsored by French's. It was terrible.
And yet they will sell.
I mean, of course. I've seen the clothes Kanye puts out. And if that shit sells.
Right. Right.
I need my own brand of cargo shorts. And we need to stop fucking around.
Just call them shits Alf.
They're playing the Top Shot game right now. They're numbering all the jerseys. I'm telling you, they're trying to play off of just everyone into this. Like, oh, I gotta get it quick. So I have one.
Only 6,000. How rare.
That is a really interesting point. To things up though, like I do wonder when teams are going to try to get involved in that kind of stuff. That I didn't think about that like angle of it. That's really interesting to me.
That's a good point by Greg Cody's son.
Yeah. That's a good point by Chris.
Yeah. All right, that's it. I'm done with it now. We're friends again. I feel like
we still have our competition coming.
Oh, he's going to beat me at that. He's going to beat me at that.
One thing I do want, I honestly had it slanted towards you, but then when I heard about the late night cigar session.
Late night? I love how we've got it now at like 2 a.m.
Broad daylight, bro. Broad daylight.
This would be like your 1 p.m. cigar.
Yeah, like afternoon cigar session where Greg Cody abandoned his own child to go hang out with Rohan. Like
now I'm picturing
another
like
child.
Yeah, I'm picturing Rohan like 18, just out of high school, and like not smoking cigars at all. And it's just like, I'm gonna go hang out with the guy from the Herald, and he's like in this shop, like.
Really? Yes. What's funny is this place unsurprisingly closed down. Because we were only the ever two people in there.
Yeah. I think I've gone there before. I know what you're talking about. In the fountains, right? I've gone there to buy him like cigars for Christmas.
Smoke with Rohan. Yeah.
Right. You paid for the cigars that Rohan was smoking.
Don't say that.
You financed their friendship.
I feel like Greg Cody had a second family and it was Rohan.
Drip drive.
One time for father-son bonding without your son.
Oh my God. So, okay, I do want to address one thing before we get to our game. There's been a lot of this Kelly Olynyk versus LaMarcus Aldridge talk on the timeline. And I do want to get Cody and Rohan's perspective on a national perspective, because Heat Twitter has lost their minds over this thing. And I feel like nobody's watched LaMarcus Aldridge in 2 years. Like, he's not good anymore. And Kelly Olynyk just, you know, I mean, he just, what he dropped today? 17, 20 points, plus 11 on the night, led the team. He spaces the floor for Bam Adebayo. And he's actually a serviceable defender. Like, he can't rebound worth a goddamn, but he is actually serviceable on switches. LaMarcus Aldridge wears, you know, like air concrete. It's like he doesn't move very well. Cody, I mean, I don't know. Like, are you on like Team Aldridge or are you on Team KO? Like, where is your position on bringing LaMarcus Aldridge?
Yeah, like what you nailed it. I mean, if he was LaMarcus Aldridge that Heat fans I think are thinking of a couple years ago, then yes, of course that would be a good piece, especially if you don't have to give up assets for him. But he, like, dude, like you said, the rebounding, if you look at his numbers, has just like fallen off a cliff. And like, I mean, Kelly Olynyk is not like we're holding up a big piece here, but Kelly Olynyk, if he can give me 13 points every first quarter, I think to your point, they're like a wash. I think Heat Twitter is freaking out thinking that Aldridge is better than he is.
It's Rohan, it's a name, right? And Heat Twitter loves a name more than anything.
Similar to Blake Griffin, where like, if you think LaMarcus Aldridge is your big, you know, move, it's not going to move the needle. That's really what it comes down to, is like, that's how you judge a move like that. Does it change your ceiling in any significant way? No, it does not. I also, you know, to your point, like you said, like Olynyk, I think I would trust his footwork more than Aldridge at this point in their career. I think he has a little bit more quickness to him now. I think Aldridge makes sense as like a backup big for a contender. I don't think he makes sense as a starter. I don't think he would play well next to Bam. You know, if he could be in that role, I think it makes more sense. The problem is, you know, with his contract so big, if you could trade for him, it doesn't really work out. So I'm with you. I think you keep Kelly Olynyk. I mean, how would they even trade for him? Like, is the idea that you have to trade Myers Leonard? Is anyone going to do that at this point? So, you know, I don't think it's worth the hassle. I think that they can do better work elsewhere.
Moose, people are saying pass on Aldridge. Go for Rudy Gay, but I think Rudy Gay is going to cost you something.
What about Lonzo Ball?
I love that idea.
We've been saying that.
I'm in on Lonzo.
That's the one name that, like, of all these names that I'm like, I feel like we could use that.
To me, everyone keeps harping on the fact that we need a four, and I think there's just like this Kelly bias. To me, what they need is a distributor, a ball handler, a one or two position, or a three that can get downhill. Like, I would love to shore up the four position, but to me, that's what it is. When I look at the guys that are available, you are shoring up the four position, so you're not playing Andre Iguodala as many minutes. What I do think they really, really need is a guy that can, you know, be a better version of Kendrick Nunn in the starting lineup to get some of those ball handling duties out of Jimmy Butler's hands.
I think I might disagree with you there, Al, actually.
Oh.
Here's why. Here's why. I think you make a good point. Like, it would be nice to have someone who lessens the burden on Jimmy, and I think that's good during the regular season. It just comes down to if they're going to do anything in the playoffs, that forward position is going to matter way more than who's handling the ball. Like, Jimmy's going to have the ball in his hands no matter what. Like, Goran's going to have the ball in his hands no matter what when it comes down to the most important time of the year. They, like, the Iguodala at four lineup has weirdly been a positive in the fourth quarter, but overall it's been a disaster. Olynyk, they obviously don't really like playing him in the fourth most nights, and I get that. I mean, there was a reason why he was kind of mothballed during the finals for a little bit and towards the end of that Boston series. The way I look at it is, like, I hear what you're saying. Like, they're asking Jimmy to do a ton right now. That's also just what happens with superstars sometimes. If they want to do anything in the playoffs, I think it's going to be way more important to get a two-way guy who can play the four, because they're just going to always run into an issue with either Olynyk or Iguodala there. And their only other option is putting Jimmy there and maybe play Bradley, but I just don't think it's going to be the same. So I do think that is going to be really important by the time the postseason starts.
Are we talking defensively or offensively? What about Bam and Precious?
I don't think that Precious is shooting.
I don't think he's ready yet.
Iguodala does.
I mean, not in the playoffs. Yeah, I'm just talking.
Right.
I think Spo's already showing his hand that he doesn't trust Precious.
Right.
This is not the first time that we've seen him go completely missing throughout an entire game.
But guys, like I look at tonight and I look at Goran Dragic after a break. He wasn't on the bench in the fourth quarter. And if your plan this season is, you know, your solutions at the guard position are Jimmy, Goran, Nunn, and Hero. Nunn's been inconsistent. Hero has shown you that he cannot be the primary ball handler facilitator, and Goran can't stay on the floor. And to be honest, Jimmy barely can either. I know Jimmy's going to be there in the playoffs, but will Goran be there? And that's where I've said it over and over again. That's where I worry about that position more than I worry about the four, because they have a bunch of guys they can throw in at the four that can, like, kind of hold you up. But if this Heat team is terrible on offense. And one of the reasons they're terrible on offense is because they can't get Jimmy, Goran, and Bam together at the same time for any significant stretch. So there's so many points in the game where they just literally have no offense. Or you're getting buoyed by an inconsistent Kendrick Nunn. And, like, if you're going to rely on that, to me, you're just playing with fire. And that's why I also, at the same time, I don't see that solution out there to be readily had, especially as a cheap option. You know, people keep bringing up Kyle Lowry, Lonzo Ball, the chat. A few people in the chat have brought up Lonzo Ball is going to cost you some money now. He's out here shooting like 40% from three.
Yeah,
Tiff
just shared the stat, this from StatMuse. Lonzo has made more threes this season than Trae Young, Luka Doncic, Jason Tatum, Bradley Beal, Devin Booker, LeBron James, and has a higher three-point percentage than all of them.
Yeah,
bring me
which
Lonzo.
Is wild.
Yeah, but how
would it,
like,
take?
A year
what
ago,
it take?
It's, I mean, gonna
a year,
cost
a year
you
ago.
A lot.
We're talking about, like, yeah, the shooting is so, but, like, man, the defense is great. So, like, I mean, I think he's gonna be.
Here's
out of reach.
The thing.
But let's just say he is to be had. Everything's gonna cost. So, are we paying now, or are we scraping pennies in the summer?
But it's not even about scraping pennies. It's like, I don't even think the Heat have what it takes to get Lonzo.
I think it's going to be draft capital.
You don't know if you don't try.
I'm like sure they're going to try.
They'd want Tyler Hero, right? I mean, that's what they want.
Yeah, I mean, Tiffany's like, okay, what else?
Hey.
That would hurt a little bit.
Take a box of cereal, too.
Got mine.
Those are just Fruit Loops. Those are just Fruit Loops.
Bye, Tyler.
Take all 6,000 of those mustard yellow jerseys while you're at it. They're gonna go
at
up
some
like
point.
Bitcoin.
You know what? But let's be honest. At some point, not maybe this season, but at some point, if you want someone who is a legitimate player, who can be a legitimate 2.5 or 3 on this team, you're gonna have to ride out Tyler. Like, he's going to have to go if you're making that trade.
We don't disagree with you, but I think we're saying at some point Lonzo's not that piece.
No, but I'm saying at some point.
Lonzo's a good piece, but he's not going to be my number two option.
No. Well, you don't really have a number two option.
I mean, yeah, what?
Nights when Bam isn't aggressive, I agree with you.
I don't think Lonzo is going to be your answer offensively, where that he's not a guy. He's going to spot up and shoot, and he can break down defenses a little bit, but he's not going to give you the minutes that Goron's going to give you when Goron's out.
He's not.
I love Lonzo, set up
no, offense. I'm just saying as far as needs for this team and to get quality positional players. For the needs,
yeah, but you're quality, gonna quality positional players. You don't give up your best young asset for that. A quality,
but I'm talking about quality such as Alonzo or Kyle Lowry or somebody
but
like
to me,
that.
Kyle Lowry's a different level. Kyle Lowry's gonna go get you buckets.
But I'm saying he's quality. I'm not talking about a random at the end of the bench. I'm just saying at some point everybody has to come to the conclusion to get that in a trade. Dude has to go.
I agree.
Yeah. I feel like Heat fans have just delusionally said that if we're giving up Tyler Hero, I want Bradley Beal or James Harden or Kyle Lowry.
Right. Whereas, that's what they keep doing.
Moose is kind of saying that, which I kind of agree that Lonzo's just below those guys. So it's like now we're getting to the level of, okay, do I want to give up Tyler Hero for this? Like, I'll give up Tyler Hero for Bradley Beal and James Harden.
It's also like
as we're getting down to Lonzo Ball, it's like,
but you can't hold on to options that aren't there. So if you're holding on to options that aren't there and the quality of production isn't there for you either, what do you do?
That finals game, though, Eastern Conference Finals, 37 points.
Yeah, but come on, you living in the past, Greg Cody, son.
But you also don't know what's going to happen.
That was a big moment.
But you also don't know what's going to happen. What star is going to say tomorrow morning that they want out? I mean, I had no idea that James Harden would be somewhere else this season. That happened like 2 days before the season started.
Listen, if we having this conversation next season, you know who said they wanted out. Nobody.
I think the Heat are going to be aggressive, but I feel like it's going to be on the buyout market. You know, I think
I agree
because they don't have enough depth to like give up four guys for one guy in return, right. And nobody who's available is worth it, right? And if you start giving up guys for a guy like LaMarcus Aldridge.
You can't give up anybody for him.
All you're doing is just shifting around pieces, right. And you're not making yourself any better.
He needs to be free 99. You can't give up. Who are you giving up for him? You giving up Kelly?
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Yeah. You just you.
Then,
you're,
you, then you just then you just exactly. Then you took a step back, so you can't give up because they're gonna want Kelly because he's expiring. They're gonna probably want none. Then you don't have another point guard, so you can't give up what you got for less than.
I mean, Rohan, what move would you make?
Guys, Will Manto's on my TV right now on mute, and I can hear him better than I could last time he was on Hangover Time.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball player strikes out when the bases are loaded. The best golfer sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you're coming up short in the bedroom, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 now. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S. licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication is appropriate, it ships to you for free with two-day shipping. And the whole process is discreet and straightforward. Getting started is simple. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete the online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go get to roman.com/heatbeat21 to get $15 off your first month. Look, that's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. Get to roman.com/heatbeat21. Go get started to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
You know what? Someone
I see our
did
next
point
showdown.
Out. Oh, now we're gonna have Cody, Chris versus Will. Someone did point out something. I'm sorry, Ron. Like, go ahead.
No, you go. You go.
No, someone did point out, Rohan, that the Heat have won 8 of their last 9.
I agree that – okay, so I think that they've course-corrected and we're seeing a more true version of themselves, and that's good. It's more so, I think, judging them against, you know, the best teams in the East and what we want to see from them. Like, I think even as great as they've been playing, like, this is still a team with a second-round ceiling based on the current roster at hand. I'm not on high as Hero as most people nationally, but I think, disagree with Tiff a little bit just because – he is so young, and he has flashed that potential that I think he's going to have a lot of value, you know, one way or another that he's worth keeping around. I'm with Gianni that I think if they can go get someone like Harrison Barnes, that would be it's true. He would be great. I think like it's kind of a race between him, the Heat, and the Celtics. Like he is the exact kind of player who would make a difference.
What are you giving up for Harrison Barnes?
I think it has to be something like Kelly and Myers or something like that. But you can't give up much more. And maybe it's a conditional first. Maybe it's a second or something like that. I'm also like more, I don't know, free with first round picks than most people, especially when Heat have proven that they can find people in the back half of the lottery or, you know, off
the problem
of the
is we don't have draft compensation to trade, though.
So that's what I'm saying. What do you?
That's why I think we're not going to make any deals because I think right now draft picks are more valuable than players.
But I do think that, like Rudy Gay, someone like that would be great. Like Alf, you I think tweeted about earlier today. Like people weren't sure what they were getting from Jay Crowder when the Heat made that trade last year. It was all Iguodala was the headliner. That's what it was about. Crowder was just as important, if not more important, to that finals run than Iguodala was. So I think you need someone like that. It's. Finding the right fit for this team is so much more important than finding a big name or making a big swing. It's just about finding the right fit. And like a guy like Rudy Gay isn't sexy, but it's the perfect fit. And that's what Crowder was.
I honestly, but see, and this is my whole thing and what I've been saying for the longest, like the Rudy Gays, the Harrison Barnes, the, you know, I think those are the higher level. And then when you get down to the Blake Griffins and the LaMarcus Aldridges, like these guys are, they are going to help this team and kind of, and because this team needs reinforcements, in my opinion, I keep using that word. They need reinforcements for when, you know, they don't have a lot, you know, there's not a lot of room there. They don't have a lot of, here goes Nekias. Flip Casey in a second for Kendrick Williams. Is Kendrick Williams the one with that terrible haircut? Because I don't know if I want him. I think Kendrick we'll have to pull up a picture. But what I will say, that's why I when I look at the Heat, I think that all the Chris Cody in the chat says Chris is owning Rohan.
How do you even use the chat?
Who said that? Is that Cody's kid in the chat?
Cody's kid. Yeah.
You don't even know how to use the chat, Ryan?
What a loser that kid is.
Oh, my God. It's another point to Chris.
Bro, hop in.
But, yeah, like I said, my biggest thing is I don't think you're going to see a trade from the Heat. I think you're going to see the Maxive in the buyout market just to kind of – throw in some reinforcements, and hopefully they get healthy by the playoffs. So we're at the 40-minute mark. So before we go, We want to play this game because we brought in Cody's son and Rohan. You know, it's the battle of the century. Rohan tried to
saddest battle of the century.
Yes, I mean, but the century is young. Rohan tried to defuse the fire early, but it's still raging inside of Cody. You can see it in his eyes. He's still mad at the shade. So we're going to play this game, and it's all – listen, this whole beef started because of Rohan's, you know
– slander.
Dalliances with Greg Cody, Cody's father, and basically taking away the father from the family. So this competition right now – we're going to see
who – developed tonight.
We're going to see –
robbing the Codys of their dad.
Greg Cody's second family, Rohan Nadkarni.
I should invite my dad in here. He's probably hammered right now.
Oh, we would probably love to see Rohan.
Right.
He'd be so excited to see Rohan.
It'd be great. But here's our game. This is a battle to see who really knows Greg Cody best. I feel like that went like 3 seconds uncomfortably too long.
It was a hard fade on that. Hard
fade.
Yeah,
very quick out. I was like, it was like done.
Brad's probably like, I've been working on this for 3 hours. I'm done with this thing.
Fuck you guys.
No, I worked on it for like 15 minutes, but like, yeah. I don't know if that's any more uncomfortable than those long cigar smoking sessions with Rohan and your dad. But
so, all right, Brad, you got the first question. We're gonna start with Rohan.
All right, let's.
You want to read them, or you want me?
No, you can read them. I'll throw them up. You read them.
I'm crying. Okay, what year, Rohan, we'll start with you. What year was Greg Cody born?
I'm going to go with...
I know this one.
I don't know it. I'm going to go with 1960.
Wow, he's a lot older than you think he is.
I thought he was. I was like, let me err on the side of being nice.
Chris Cody.
54.
That's right.
Wow, that's correct.
That's correct.
He's my dad.
Yeah.
No, that's really good. Listen, don't sell yourself short.
Right.
Yeah.
Really good. I didn't know it.
Honestly, I can never think of how old he is, so I always just know he was born in 54. Then
do the math.
Yeah. There you go.
That's impressive.
Like, honestly, don't even know how old he is right now. I just know 71. He was born in 54.
71.
No, it's like 67 or something, I think.
54?
60-something.
Like, I'm sorry. 60, yeah.
Anyway, let's keep this game moving here.
Hold on. Grip drop. Okay, so Rohan, when did Greg Cody start working at the Miami Herald?
1978.
Ooh. This is tough. I don't know this. I mean, that's wrong. I know that one's wrong, but...
so whoever gets closer.
54, I think he started when he was like 17 or something. So what's the math there?
71.
Alf, do the math. Alf, do the math for me. 71. Yeah, I'll go 70. Let me say 70. He started really young.
Oh, he started young? Okay, that's not the stat that I saw online. So.
Well, no, because he started as like a part-time guy, like before he was like, you might be going from when he was an official.
I have his
columnist.
Bio on the Miami Herald. Maybe oh, what's they it sold say? Him a little what's short. 1995.
Oh, Rohan wins.
That's when he's been a columnist.
Yeah, that might be the columnist. Yeah. Right,
well, tell him to update their fucking bio because.
He's trying to run a show here.
I'm giving that one to Rohan.
It was like his first job out of high school.
I was closer. Price is Right rules.
Honestly, yeah, we can give a point to both of you, but just not one of the Miami Herald as a web designer. Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next one.
Okay, we'll start with Rohan.
This is the saddest trivia game ever. Like, who knows? Like, who is this?
Cody's blog on the Miami Herald.
I actually know this one.
I believe it's Random Evidence of a Cluttered Mind.
Or, yeah, Random Evidence blog. This is probably shortened over time.
I know, guys.
Is Rohan winning?
Wait, I think it's 2-2. It's 2-2.
Okay.
You gave them both a point.
Wait a minute.
I mean, they spent enough time together at the cigar shop. Like, you should know this.
Here we go.
Okay.
hope Greg Cody's watching because who? I don't know who else would find this interesting. Right.
Let's see.
The commenters have stayed with us.
So, Chris, what is Greg Cody's favorite color?
Trophy gold. It's trophy gold.
Yeah.
Oh, so he must love these jerseys.
How what I want to know is how Brass would know my dad's favorite color to even have this.
Listen,
I figured you'd fucking tell me, man. Come on, let's go. What's his favorite color?
I'm going to go with green.
Correct.
We're going to take your word for it.
Absolutely. No, that's definitely, that's one to you. All right.
Has nothing to do with marijuana.
Okay.
So, all right. I think it's 3-2 now.
Here's our last one.
Rohan, who was the opponent at the Marlins game you attended with Greg?
I think it was the Indians. RIP.
Well, we have no idea, so we're going to give you that. We're going to give you the point.
What?
How about that? How about that?
Who would know better than Rohan?
He was supposed to go with Chris, but
you guys just punted. You guys just punted on this game with the last question.
We thought we'd have to give it to him to like catch up and like give him a single one. Yeah, no, but, like
that is
yeah. But when you didn't know what he started at the Herald,
I mean, he knows his dad.
Yeah,
one time for the stepson, Drip.
Who won that?
It's a tie.
Rohan won. I'm gonna give that one to Rohan.
Cheers to Chris.
Rohan, really?
Wow, we're gonna have to change.
Here's what I'll say. I like to. Okay.
Wow. Didn't think we'd see that Photoshop.
Wow. Yikes.
By the way, thank you for the hairline you gave me on that headshot earlier.
Oh yeah, I'll put up your winner picture here too.
Like that is that. I would pay for that hairline. There's a reason I'm wearing a hat right now.
Yeah. Cody looked happier raising Rowan's hand.
I can't believe how poorly that went. Here's what I'll say. I like to give you guys props for your graphics and how well you run the show. That was a disaster. That was just sad.
Yeah. That is true. Honestly, Brass, for all the credit you get for doing such a good job, not your best work that game.
Yeah.
The biggest disasters are the best content.
Let me guess. That was Alf's idea. And Brass is like, I don't really want to do it, but I guess
it was not.
The host.
It was actually Christian. I think it was Christian Hernandez's idea.
No, it is a good idea.
I threw him under the bus.
I'm not going to lie. I was like an hour into doing some of this shit, and I was just like, I'm not feeling it. I don't have anything else, so let's ride this out.
You know what really hurt is that your father doesn't have a Wikipedia page.
Right. That's what
is up with
he
that?
Doesn't deserve. I mean, not that he doesn't
want accurate information on his own bio.
A trivia game? Like, yeah.
Oh, Christian says the Greg Cody game was not his idea. I can't remember whose idea.
Wow. Everyone, I love when this happens.
Oh, wow.
I love when this happens when everyone is just trying to move themselves away from an idea. Like usually people are fighting over ideas, but sometimes in a bit it's like, nah, I didn't think of that. No, that was
I think
idea.
It was Tiffany's idea.
It was honestly a good idea, just you know, the questions, you know.
The problem was we couldn't find any questions about it. The only question we actually had like actual evidence on, the Miami Herald fucked it up.
Yep.
So it was a tie.
Can I try to rescue this episode with a couple of John Waiters stories?
Yes, always.
Okay, so let me preface by saying I genuinely love Dion Waiters. Like, I had a great time hanging out with him in Philly. One of my favorite people I've ever interviewed. Somehow this came up recently, and I realized it's like kind of a funny story, but one of the stories I did on him, they're like, okay, like, you can go to Dion's house. And I was like, all right, very cool. I get there, and like, his uncle or someone was like, Dion's upstairs. And he was like playing Madden online. And I was like sitting down to interview him. And I'm like sitting down on a couch next to him. It's like a weird, like it was a pretty small, it was like a 2-seat couch, maybe like 2.5 seats. So I'm just like playing. And he was like, yeah, man, hold on. I got to finish this game. And he was like playing and just like, talking shit while I'm like waiting for him to finish. And so he finishes the game. And I genuinely, we had a great interview. It was a great chat. But he started playing another game immediately, but just like not online. And his like son was like, yo, dad, like I want to play. And Dion was like, not now, man. I'm busy. he's like, I told you I had the interview, bro. I think like legit like kept calling his kid bro. It was awesome. was an interview, bro. He
kept calling this kid, bro.
Yeah. Oh man, it was great. I love Dion, man.
That's good. That saved it. That was funny. Yeah.
There we go. So for the people, he did win, Nikias. He did win. He was playing with the Eagles. I interviewed him a second time, and I told him I would take this to the grave, but he was just naming NBA players he thought he was better than.
Listen, everybody.
We were talking about it was the year, like the first year after he signed his contract and he was hurt. And
Philly Cheese.
Yeah, we was like he was out and I was like doing a story about his comeback and I was just like, yeah, you know, I thought it was like interesting your contract after the year you had, and he was like, I know. And then he was like seeing some of these guys around the league, and I was like who? And then he just named like four or five players, and I was like, oh shit, okay. But that was fun. That was a cool moment.
I hope there's somebody in the chat that doesn't know his nickname's Philly Cheese and just is wondering why Moose just said Philly Cheese out of nowhere in the middle of that. Like you just have Tourette's with food sometimes.
Yeah, just
like,
Moose's Tourette's.
Pizza! Beef Wellington!
I'll tell you guys another story. I feel bad for the people who like stuck around for like how shitty this episode got. So now I'm hoping to save it a little bit.
I think it was a good episode. Like, listen, I don't think anyone comes here for hardcore Heat breakdowns. Like, I try to throw
we're giving,
in the Marcus
we're giving
Aldridge
the people
shit.
Exactly what they want.
Exactly, you know? What the fuck they want. They wanted Greg Cody trivia, Moose Tourette's. And fucking Dion Waiters. Yeah, and they want a little bit of that.
And they want a little of that.
I thought this was an interesting one. I don't know if I've told people about this before. Maybe people know it. But I was talking to D-Wade about that Celtics game six. And he was just like, everyone knows this. He's like, yeah, man, it was quiet on that bus. But, you know, in honor of Chris, who's nominated for the Hall of Fame, Chris Bosh, that is, I was like, do you think if you guys had lost in Boston that night, you guys would have traded Bosch? And he's like, you know, I always saw that piece. Like, I don't think Pat was ever breaking up the three of us. He was like, that was what made us special. Like, it never made sense to me that they would have like considered trading Chris. And I thought that was cool. I was like, you know what? Like, everyone assumes they would have broken him up had they lost that second year in a row. And he's like, that was what made us special. Like, they weren't going to break us up. And I was like, good to know that like Pat was like, I'm going down with this ship no matter what.
Did he say that Pat said that though, or is he kind of? Like,
or did he say he wasn't like ever going to try to trade
Riley's
him?
Riley's an assassin. That's Riley might have been like, "Yeah, you guys are going to keep it together." No, yeah.
That's fair.
Okay, I got a Dion Waiters story that I'm not supposed to tell.
Oh, okay, let's fucking hear it then.
That the chat's been asking for it. Tyler Johnson gave him the gummies.
Wow.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.